Rural America has an internet problem, and Pennsylvania is not immune. By some estimates, most of the state doesn't get high-speed broadband internet. In many areas, neither the government nor the industry has been in a hurry to fix this. But as Keystone Crossroads' Min Chien reports, that's prompted a ragtag group of DIYers in rural Huntingdon County to come up with their own solution.
Ice and snow covered the top of Stone Mountain in Huntingdon County after a recent winter storm. But one thing stood out, a 120-foot-tall tower that can be seen from both sides of the mountain.
This is it.
We made it, didn't we?
That radio tower is a point of pride to Ken Devon. He's one of the founding members of the Rural Broadband Cooperative, a group with a goal of bringing high-speed internet to the sparsely populated area about halfway between Harrisburg and Pittsburgh. Walking up to the tower, he pointed out its power source.
Of course, you know what that is. That's our solar panel. That's what creates the or makes our electricity to run our equipment.
These solar panels not only power the tower, but the equipment room underneath it. This mountaintop operation is key in what's called a fixed wireless broadband connection. It taps into an existing underground fiber optic network and then turns it into a radio signal.
Now, what you see here, this dish here, is aiming at our other dish down in Allensville. And that's where we're getting our internet from.
From there, the cooperative relays the internet to its users who have radio receivers at home that connect to a router. Compared to expensive infrastructure like telephone or cable lines, this is much cheaper. Companies have long complained that providing service to rural areas like this is a money-losing business. Devon says state and federal representatives have offered very little help.
They keep looking at the big businesses to solve it for them. Comcast, Verizon, AT&T. And those people aren't going to do it. It costs too much money unless there's a population of 40, 50 homes or 100 homes, then it's profitable for them to do it. They're not going to do it for us.
He says at a meeting where townspeople gather to learn about options, Comcast named a price, $80,000 to build 6 miles of cable wire that would serve a handful of households. Devon remembered that meeting was where the cooperative group first met.
So we looked at it, we're going to take care of ourselves.
Henry McCreary is the president of the cooperative.
So we have people with, you know, that are crane operators, welders, carpenters, business people, all coming together to try to make this happen.
A retired telecommunications manager, he says the issues caused by the lack of reliable broadband are ubiquitous.
It hurts the local economy. You know, if people are going to move in this area, and a lot of people like to work from home now, or you want to locate your business in this area without viable internet service, a lot of people are impaired from being able to do such things.
He says the cooperative is a volunteer-run nonprofit, not only to keep costs down, but also because the feeling of ownership means a lot to the group.
This is a grassroots operation. The team decided that we're going to do it ourselves and build it and operate our own network without the help of outside parties.
McCreary says the cooperative is the only of its kind in the state. He says he believes it's a repeatable solution for other communities. But there is one significant limit.
You've got to have a direct line of sight between the radio dish receiver at a person's home and the tower. So living here in rural Pennsylvania where there's a lot of tall trees and hills in the ways, we can't always easily get into people's homes.
Ken Devon was connected to the new service at the end of November. It wasn't quite broadband, but it was close, a big improvement.
Download was 22.04 megabits per second. Upload was 2.74 megabits per second. That's pretty good.
This summer, the Rural Broadband Cooperative will build a second radio tower. Tom Bracken, a volunteering member, will be waiting to connect to it.
I mean, it wasn't easy for us to get it done, but it certainly wasn't a multi-million dollar effort. You know, when you can put up a tower that can serve 1,000 people for $50,000, that's really all you need. It's just one of those towers on every mountaintop around the area, and you're good to go, you know.
Amin Shen, Keystone Crossroads.
Keystone Crossroads is a statewide public media initiative reporting on the challenges facing Pennsylvania's cities. WPSU is a participating station.